Hello there. This is episode 211 of A Sort of Star Wars podcast, and today is a bonus episode to talk about the last four episodes of Ahsoka. We discuss episodes 5, 6, and 7, take a short break while we watch episode 8, and then we give our immediate reactions to the episode. So, let's do it.
This is where the fun begins.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
I feel the force.
Welcome back to Sort of Star Wars Podcast. Bonus episode with Michael PT.
Hey.
Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thank you.
And today is Tuesday, October 3rd. I was just about to play with my Rubik's Cube. It's a habit of mine.
Got to fidget.
I guess.
It's just too good.
I had to finish it.
For those of you who aren't watching us, which is no one.
Never leave a cube unsolved.
Yeah, it was just one turn away from the solve.
Yes, I had to finish it. All right, yeah. So it is Tuesday, October 3rd, right? 3rd?
The 3rd.
And the last episode of Ahsoka comes out tonight.
Yep.
So
the finale.
We are going to give our thoughts or whatever about the previous three episodes.
Yeah.
Because we already talked about the first four.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the previous three would be 6, 7, 8. Nope. 5, 6, 7.
5, 6, 7.
And then 8 comes out tonight. So yep. We'll take a break. We'll watch it. And we'll come back and discuss our thoughts.
Right afterwards.
Immediate
this
thoughts.
Is high quality entertainment.
All right. So get your notes out, Mike.
In classic fashion, Ryan has notes and I don't.
Well, I have to remember. I have to put notes to remember certain things.
It's all up here.
Mike's got it all in his head. So episode 5.
So good.
Obviously, me is the best episode so far.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we get Anakin.
Not just Anakin, though. We get Clone Wars Anakin,
right?
With Clone Wars armor,
we like all kinds of Anakin. We get the Clone Wars with the short hair. We get the long hair, Revenge of the Sith
Revenge
Anakin.
Of the Sith. Yep.
We get Vader Anakin as well.
Yes,
like the transitions between
when he would flash.
Oh my goodness,
so good,
so good.
And he does his shoulder shrug when he's coming at her.
Yeah,
oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
they I don't know what you thought in the fourth episode with the de-aging of his face. Star Wars Explained said this too, but I resonated with it because when I first saw him, I was like, I can totally tell that's
right.
He's de-aged. But in the fifth episode, I guess maybe just because there was just more action, more going on, I thought he looked amazing.
Yeah.
I thought he looked really good.
I don't know if it's just that you think, if you just think about it less, because now
there's
you're
stuff going on
invested and with it.
Yeah.
Even thinking back to Kenobi.
Kenobi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they brought him in and he was Attack of the Clones Anakin.
Yes. In the training
session. Or somewhere
session.
Around there.
He was the Padawan Anakin.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was but I liked seeing it enough that I could easily get over how he looked.
Yeah.
This
was even better.
This was way better, I thought. It looks just 2005 Revenge of the Sith.
It was just
Five? Yeah, I think that's right.
It was everything. Yeah. And I really loved the way if you watch the Clone Wars, you'll know that Anakin from the prequels and Anakin in Clone Wars, they're different actors.
Right.
And they're just a little bit different. You can tell it's the same person, they're just acting slightly different. So I thought Hayden Christensen did a really good job of I'm pretty sure he watched Clone Wars.
I think he would have.
He would have. And then he brought added elements of that, the Clone Wars Anakin, into his acting of Anakin as himself. It was really good.
I feel Clone Wars Anakin is kind of overall more a fun joking Anakin.
Yes.
Whereas Attack of the Clones Anakin, he jokes a little bit, but it's really awkward.
He's too preoccupied talking about sand and how much he hates it.
He loves Padme. He's Yeah. Like, enamored with Padme.
It's like, dark and brooding. Like, yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, in Revenge of the Sith, he's just, like, angry most of the movie and yeah. confused most of the movie. So you don't get that, like, fun Anakin.
Yeah.
And in this one, in the flashbacks
yeah.
to the Clone Wars Anakin, we got that.
It was a really nice mix.
Yeah.
Yep. Really loved that.
Yeah.
It was, Hayden Christensen is the man.
Yeah. I'm he's glad the they brought him back.
I'm so glad, too.
I was upset to hear recently that they never even asked him if he wanted to voice Anakin in Clone Wars.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it was just if he was too expensive or they thought he was going to be too expensive, but he said that he was never even asked, which was surprising to me.
I mean, the hate was really strong towards him yeah, right but after this the prequels. Is... And so maybe they just yeah. thought like people wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm...
Clone Wars was 2008, so it was like 3 years after. But yeah, maybe he just...
People were not...
Maybe he was done with Star Wars.
Yeah.
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 That
would have been cool. But the guy who plays him in Clone Wars yeah. is really good. Like, his portrayal is really
I forget his name. Matt something. I forget it.
Yeah.
Matt Land.
I forget his name.
Something. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so he did really, really well.
Cool
yeah.
to see it come full circle.
Yeah. The young Ahsoka was really good.
Yeah.
And it was so cool to see, like, as soon as she gets, like, cut off the like bridge thing.
Yeah, and falls
like,
down.
Like they start fighting and they cut off the bridge and then they fall down. And as soon as she lands, I'm like, is that like it looks like young Ahsoka. Like
yeah. uh-huh.
Like she looks too small to be mm-hmm. Rosario Dawson. And then mm-hmm. I was like, oh sweet. So we got like mm-hmm. I don't know who that actress is. I forget her name. Yeah. But she did a really good
Very
job.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. And it was cool to see just like Anakin kind of changes, cool to see Ahsoka. Like, again, if you watch the Clone Wars, you'll see her outfits and, like,
right.
her change as you go through the seasons, and right. it's the same thing that happened.
Yes, yes.
And we got Siege of Mandalore mm-hmm. scene. That was amazing.
Yeah. I thought for a second we might get Maul, but...
Oh, yeah. I wondered about that, too.
Yeah. Because they have a big fight in Clone Wars Season 7, but, didn't happen.
During the Siege of Mandalore.
Right, right, yeah.
Again, our every time we do this podcast plea, for if you haven't watched Clone Wars...
Definitely watch Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I feel like the more that I'm watching this, the less I feel the need to watch Rebels. I mean, there's definitely stuff that like could be helpful. Mm-hmm. But I felt like at the beginning, I was like, I should have watched Rebels. I should have just watched it. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, I'm interested in what's happening now. Right. And I'm like, Rebels would be a good like back. Round to this mm-hmm. but I don't feel the need like I don't feel like I'm missing out enough anymore to go watch it
I think the only thing that I felt that again was I guess which would be the next episode then I don't know do you mind if we jump to that
no that's fine
but when Ezra when she finally finds Ezra was that the next episode it was Yeah.
Well, Sabine meets Ezra in the next episode.
Sabine, yes.
Yeah.
So, like, when he gets revealed, I was like, I think if we had watched Clone Wars, we would have been like,
you mean Rebels? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rebels.
Right.
Yeah, we would have been like, oh my word, like that's he looks so but I didn't really have any connection with that. I mean, I was like, oh, that's I know that's significant.
Right. Right.
But like, there wasn't any like, hearts.
Right.
Like, oh my word, that's right. so cool.
You weren't missing Ezra like a lot of like the audience might have been who have watched Rebels.
Like, I'm sure if we had Guacamole on this podcast, I know she's a big Rebels fan, I'm pretty sure. Like, Ezra, I'm sure she saw that and was like freaking out.
Well,
maybe not freaking out. Or maybe she didn't like his portrayal. Yeah,
she I don't know if she watched
Guacamole, where
are you?
Come on and give your opinion here.
I don't know. She texted me after Ezra was revealed.
Okay.
And or maybe she like saw something. You know how like when the episode comes out, then they like redo like Ahsoka poster kind of thing
for
like a new character that was came out.
Yeah,
and I think she like screenshot it from Instagram and she sent it to me. She said, "Is this supposed to be Ezra?"
Oh no!
I should look back to see what she said exactly. And I said yes because it doesn't look that. I can see how they got from one to the other. But to see that character, like, to see Thrawn, like, totally out of context, you'd be like, hey, what character from Star Wars is this? And you would say, that's Thrawn, you know? But to see the person who plays Ezra, just like, if you haven't seen them at all yet, be like, what character from Star Wars is this? You'd be like, I'm not sure. Like, you wouldn't immediately say it's Ezra to me.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can
find
what
she
said. Yeah. One thing that happened in the last episode was...
Seven.
No, no, no. In the previous, in number five. Going back to five. Yep. We get Ahsoka's Gandalf moment where she dies, fights a monster, more or less, and then comes back as... Ahsoka the White. Like she dresses in her like white clothes and stuff. And I think that's how she appeared at the end of Rebels when she first comes back to Sabine.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly, but I've seen this picture of her a million times with her with like white outfit. You know. So let me
talk
see
more
here.
About that. I'm curious what
She says, is this supposed to be Ezra Bridger? And she sent the picture from Star Wars, you know, that picture.
Yeah.
From the Star Wars Facebook or Instagram. I said, you don't think it looks like him? She said, no, I'm so sad. Now I don't want to watch it. He looks he looks like Jesus.
But he's been living on this planet in another galaxy with crab people for what is it, 5 years or something like that?
No, I mean,
more than
Yeah, it's 10 years ish. 10 years ish.
So,
because last time we saw him was like pre Rogue One.
Yeah.
And so, all that, you know, the original trilogy happened. And then 5 years later, Mandalorian started. And now, whatever year, you know, this is 2 years later.
Well, yeah. I mean, so I'm not here to like, say back, that I said, she's wrong, but
people are saying, I said, yeah, people are saying that. Like, he doesn't look like Ezra. I said, he's 10 years older than you last saw him. And she didn't reply to that. But yeah, that was 11:22 at night. So maybe she went to bed or something. But
I mean, this is always how it is with like animated characters going to live action. Like, yeah, like I would have said like initially, like I think Rosario Dawson is a great Ahsoka.
Right.
But she doesn't like you. How do you like?
Right.
She doesn't look like.
Right, people were like, oh, like her Clone Wars Ahsoka. Wrong. Yeah, her.
And like, you know, she's too tall. This, like, it's been a long time. He's living with crab people.
Right.
Like, I'm surprised he looks as good as he does, to be honest.
Right, right.
And like, I can see the facial kind of. I mean, again, I'm not a huge Rebels fan, so Rebels fans might be coming after me after this. But like, I can see the resemblance. I can see, like, if you cut his hair and shaved the beard, I think he would look pretty. Dang close to quote unquote regular Ezra.
Yeah. And it's so hard to make like, animated person.
I mean, Dooku was the same way. Like the Dooku in Clone Wars looked nothing like.
Did we have the discussion about like, his hair?
About whose hair?
Ezra's hair in Rebels.
No, because isn't it like super short? Else.
So this is his hair in the beginning of Rebels.
But then it gets short, right? Doesn't he?
What color is that?
Oh. Like super, super, super dark blue.
Okay. Yeah. I would have said it's blue. He has blue hair. His eyebrows are
blue tint.
Black.
Yeah.
Dark brown. His hair is blue.
Yeah.
And so I was expecting him, even with, I mean, with his short hair, that's him with short hair. I guess that's not blue anymore. But I expected him to have almost like really dark, dark blue hair.
Yeah.
When we saw him in live action, but he doesn't at all.
It might have just been something with the shading or the coloring on the animation.
Yeah. And I feel like you wouldn't have known necessarily that Sabine was Sabine without her hair.
At the beginning?
Right.
Before she cut.
Yeah. I mean, people saw the trailer and like, oh, that's Sabine because she has purple and red hair.
Uh-huh.
And Sabine in the Clone Wars always was changing her hair color. Yeah. So I don't know.
But it's the same. Yeah. How you can't.
I'm not upset about it.
No,
it's just
I'm
like,
not.
This is Ezra in live action.
I think he looked really good.
Yeah. And if you look at Dooku in Clone Wars.
Yeah, no, nothing like Dooku in the Clone Wars show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. All right. So the last thing that kind of happened in episode 5 that was pretty cool was Ahsoka decides to talk to the space whales.
Yeah. Well, can we go back just real quick?
Yeah.
Her transformation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think before we were talking like, man, this Ahsoka is like really like,
mm-hmm.
she's like, down like she's right. not
just negative
negative like not like the bubbly
right.
snips
yes.
that we that we saw in Clone Wars, and it was really cool in the fifth episode, like when she has that encounter with Anakin, she like resolves,
mm-hmm.
she like kind of forgives him, kind of sees that like even though he went bad, he had a lot of, he was a good master,
right?
He cared, like he trained her well, the best he knew how to do, And so after that, and then she goes back, and now she's like, feels more like old Ahsoka.
Right.
Still not quite, but she's also older as a
right, right. Being.
So I really liked that transformation with them with the white robes. Like,
yeah,
she's like kind of transformed, like kind of comes, her becomes her old / new self.
Right. And you see that, cool. Like, it's not just then. It's like the whole time, like even like later on, she's like,
yep.
Joking with
she's joking Hu with Yang. Yang. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
That was good to see that as well.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, she talks to the space whales.
Yeah.
True Jedi fashion.
Interesting. Yeah. Like, you don't really know what's happening. Mm-hmm. But it was cool to see. Not a power that you see often from mm-hmm. Jedi.
Yeah.
I know, like, Ezra kind of had that power. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think. So, she has the power, the ability, whatever, mm-hmm. where you can touch something and kind of, like, see its mm-hmm. history.
Yeah.
Not something that they ever had showed that she had power to do. Or the ability to do mm-hmm. in Clone Wars. So yep. That's kind of a new thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. So then we move on. I mean, just wrapping up episode five, that was my favorite episode.
Yeah,
the Clone Wars flashbacks, I love that. Yeah. It makes me want to like...
You can't get any better.
The thing is, it's like, people are like, oh, it makes me want to go watch Clone Wars. Like, people who haven't. And I'm like, yeah, that's like the best part of Clone Wars. Like the action with Anakin and Ahsoka mm-hmm. and Obi-Wan even. And, yeah. you know, but mm-hmm. there's so much not that.
Filler.
Yeah, there's so much other stuff
yeah.
That you have to get through almost mm-hmm. in Clone Wars. But yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff in there.
Yes.
I do need to rewatch that.
All right. So in mm-hmm. episode six, then mm-hmm. we are on Peridia. Mm-hmm. the new planet in the new galaxy.
Yep.
And we see Thrawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your reaction initial to him?
When I saw him, so I didn't know who played Thrawn.
Yeah.
When I saw him, I thought that must be the guy who voices Thrawn. Because he looked too different from Thrawn. to me, from what I remember of Thrawn from Rebels.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, they went with somebody who knows Thrawn and can
voice him.
Can do the voice very well rather than somebody who looks like Thrawn. Because yes. Thrawn, not that this guy is fat, but Thrawn was like skinny. Like okay. fit skinny is okay. what I would call Thrawn. Yeah. With like a chiseled face and yeah. like and looked very like you know, his yeah. hair was like slicked back and stuff yeah. like that. And then I saw this sharp. Guy. Yeah, sharp. Yeah. And I saw this guy. I'm like, okay, I guess that could be Thrawn. You know, he's like, I don't know. Maybe he could be 60. I don't know how old he is. I have no
yeah.
clue.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's older now. So I mm-hmm. guess a little bit of a belly is okay.
Yeah.
But hearing the voice, I'm like, yeah, that's
it.
That's Thrawn.
That's it.
Yeah. 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 So, but
yeah, I thought he did really good. I'm still waiting, and maybe we'll get this in the finale for him to like. So, did you catch like? We see the Chimera,
right, right, right,
and it's like kind of busted up and
yeah,
not very
great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So obviously not working to its full capacity. So like, I'm kind of hoping that, like, if you read the Thrawn books, if you read,
have you read the new Thrawn books?
I read one of them.
Okay,
but. Especially read the old ones.
Yeah, yeah. Like the heir to the Empire.
You see how like how genius he is.
Yeah.
And like how far ahead of everyone he is in tactics and stuff like that. Like especially with space battles. So I'm really hoping, like we saw a little bit of that, like him asking the questions. You can kind of hear it in his voice. You're like, oh yeah, this guy like
right.
is serious business. But I'm really hoping in maybe the finale we get like him with his beat up Chimera, like totally like destroying a bunch of rebel
yeah.
ships who think they like have the advantage and that this is going to be easy pickings.
Right.
And I want to, like, because I think the audience and I want to see, like, why is this guy such a threat? Like, why right. does this matter? He's got one Star Destroyer, like, big
yeah.
whoop.
Yeah. Like, and I wonder, yeah. we see that he's got some, like, gunner ships, I would call them.
Yeah.
On his Star Destroyer. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he has any, like, spaceships. Yeah. On it, like TIE fighters, whatever, because we haven't seen any of that. So
yeah.
it could be just his Star Destroyer,
right?
Like in a space battle,
right?
Which is already, yeah, like decrepit. So right. it's just like, what? How is he gonna?
I want to see him like just like absolutely like
yes.
destroy.
Reading
and then that
him...
dumb senator on Coruscant can What was his name?
Ziono.
Ziono.
Yeah. So I didn't realize, I guess it was, I was watching somebody's recap of one of the episodes on like the first four. Uh-huh. And they said that he is the father of the main character from Star Wars Resistance. So Star Wars Resistance takes place, you know, during the Resistance, like with Poe and everything. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then this was, did you watch Resistance at all?
I didn't.
Okay.
That was more geared towards kids, right?
Yeah, definitely more kid
oriented,
kind of anime kind of art style. But the main character is kind of this bumbling guy who his father doesn't know what to do with him, so he puts him as a rebel spy on this like thing out in the middle of nowhere. And his name is Kazuda Ziono. Anyways, his dad is this guy, that senator. Yeah. His dad is the one that like runs this base or whatever that this kid is on. Mm-hmm. Does he run it? He's in charge of it? I forget. But he's not really like looked on as like a great guy even in that show.
Yeah.
And so this one is kind
of just
like,
he's definitely not looked on as a good guy here.
Yeah.
He's like,
this one he's even looks
super
worse.
Out of touch with
pretty
much everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, back, we were talking about Thrawn. That's what I'd like to see in the finale. I just want to, we need a little glimpse of like, why is this guy, like, why would the New Republic be concerned that he's back?
Right. I feel like, well, I'll get to that a little bit, maybe when we talk about that episode seven. Mm-hmm. Coming back to six, we get to see I loved how the stormtroopers looked.
Yeah.
I didn't catch, until I watched the recap, I didn't catch that the red duct tape was like Night Sister robes.
Oh.
Or Night Sister cloth.
Yep.
Star Wars Explained said he said that, and he called them Night Troopers.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what they're actually called. But so we get to see a couple Night Mothers. What are they called?
Night Sisters.
Night Sisters, but they call them Mothers, don't they?
Yeah.
Because like we see Mother Talzin from back in the...
But they have the same getup, the same robe, everything from Clone Wars.
And I guess this is where they come from.
Yeah.
I didn't really put that together until Star Wars Explained said that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. So they say that this was like a Dathomiri like area. Did they say homeworld in the show?
I don't know if they said homeworld.
Yeah, but
or
they
not.
Said something about Dathomiri.
Yeah, this
whatever.
Is like they have ancestors from...
So
from
I didn't know if that meant like they had gone there before, but... They made it seem like they came from there to whatever the other galaxy is that we know. But
So I was a little disappointed. If you play the Lego, the Jedi Fallen Order and that stuff games, and you watch Clone Wars with the Night Sisters, like you see the they do the green magic for the Force, and we haven't, like, they've been using the little orbs.
Yes.
I'm like,
yeah.
I really hope like we get, I want to see the green.
Yeah.
Like the real stuff.
So
like,
Morgan used it when she was like elevating the ball.
Oh, did it?
Was it was like a green fire flame thing underneath of it.
Well, I want to see the other Night Sister or Night Mothers,
like,
whatever.
Basically use the Force.
Like, use that.
But like, it's like spells.
Are they going, they're going with Thrawn, right?
I don't know. Would they leave their homeworld to go with Thrawn?
They're loading their stuff onto his ship.
Right. So that was another thing. Like,
so I think they're going with him.
It looks like they're loading. Like at first, I'm like, are they loading like bodies? They look like caskets.
Yeah.
That they're putting
Night
on there.
Sisters.
Yeah. But then I'm like, oh, it must just be like luggage. Like
they're like emo. Their luggage is casket shaped.
Like they've been living on this planet. They haven't been living off the Star Destroyer. They've been living on this planet. Mm-hmm. So they're just like loading all the stuff that they were using on the planet up into the Star Destroyer to
and
go.
They seem super eager to get off of this planet.
The Mothers or
yes.
Okay.
Well, everyone does.
Okay.
And I'm like, why?
I think Thrawn really does, because he just has...
Well, I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, why would... Like, why? Like, so they're, like, wanting to get off, and then Baylan is, like...
Right.
Wants to, like, be there, and, like, something's here, but we don't know what it is. So,
right.
Like what's going on with this planet that's...
Yeah.
That's so maybe scary to the Night Sisters, and, like... Mm. Like, Baylan's talking about, like, we're going to end the cycle of, you know, whatever in the galaxy with this thing.
Yeah,
and,
like,
yeah, that kind of brings us to him. We get more of his background.
Right. We get a little more from, because he's like, so Sabine meets Ezra, mm-hmm. and then they're hanging out with the Noti.
Crab people.
Yeah, the crab people, which are confusing to me. They have shells. How do they get these fancy clothes on? They have like old English clothes with like vests on top of like collared shirts, and I'm like, how do they get that stuff on? Maybe they only
remove their shells in private.
Maybe
they're like Mandalorians.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're traveling around with them, and falling behind them is Shin and Baylan.
Yeah.
And then Baylan just is like, okay, you go, Shin. Yeah, go ahead. Like,
yeah, you can tell like right? she's confused. Episode, right? She's like, she's confused with all of us. Like, why? Like,
I guess that's on the next episode.
Yeah,
that's on the next episode.
But you can kind of see a little bit of tension between them. Like, she's not sure. Like why? Like, what?
Right.
What's the point here?
Like, yeah.
Why do we care so much about this? Or you know, she's like confused, and he's like not telling her why. And then in the seventh episode, he like basically just says like our paths are like different, so like you're free to go.
Right. He has some fascination with this planet from like who knows where. Like, was this his goal from the beginning to just get to this planet? It
must have been, right?
Like, yeah. Like he has no interest in whatever else is going on.
Yeah.
We can stick with episode seven because then when Shin does like leave and Baylan's like going off into Never Neverland, Ahsoka like lands on him and he like reluctantly wants to fight her. I feel like he's like, well, this was unexpected, and then he gets his lightsaber.
Great
out.
Lightsaber fight, by
yeah,
me too.
That was good.
So good.
Yeah,
yeah. The lightsaber fights in this whole series are just It's Ahsoka though. She's the best.
Yes,
you know. Yeah. So they're gonna be
I could watch that scene back in Clone Wars where she it's from season
I know
seven
exactly what you're gonna
where
say.
She like jumps
where she jumps out of the transporter
and she like, and, like jumps
just from
like from
transport to
oh
transporter and just like
so
kicks
good
butt.
Yeah so yeah. good
yeah
and yeah that was
like
so
that's fun. What she's capable of like
right.
Yeah, I actually thought about that when we saw the flashback to the Siege of Mandalore. I was like, oh yeah, she just got done jumping out of like it's just amazing.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
So we get that little lightsaber fight.
Yep.
I guess it's okay that neither of them won or lost that. I mean, Ahsoka literally smiling says, "I don't have to beat you."
Right,
and
he clearly doesn't want to like. Kill her.
Right.
Like
he doesn't
he's not intent like I feel like he probably could do that if he wanted to.
The only reason
he has respect for it seems.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is like even more confusing. Does he like the Jedi? Does he not? Does he like he says he likes the idea of the Jedi. Yeah.
He seems super jaded. Like something happened, I mean Order 66 happened.
Right.
But like He kind of reminds me a little bit of like Dooku.
Yeah.
A little bit of Dooku. Like thinks there's something better. Like, you know, if you watch, did you watch the, it's like the Dooku origin story. It's an animated show. There was one for Ahsoka as well. What was it called?
I was gonna say Tales of the Jedi.
Is it Tales of the Jedi?
Yeah. I watched one with him and Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
So
there's a whole story
where they're
arc
like in this
him,
little village.
And there's Ahsoka's story arc as well. And then, and it's kind of the same thing. Like, he thinks the Jedi Order isn't doing enough or, like, could do more. And that's kind of what pushes him towards the dark side, I guess.
Yeah.
Because then Sidious uses that to, like, get him.
Like he does.
And he kills Yaddle.
Oh, really?
That? Oh, whoops, shoot. Spoiler.
Sidious does?
Well, Dooku does.
Oh, Dooku does.
Yeah, Sidious and
so
Dooku.
Yaddle is in Phantom Menace.
Yeah, and then she's in Tales of the Jedi.
Okay, but she's not in Attack of the Clones?
No, because she's dead. She dead, yeah.
The only other Yoda creature.
Yep. Grogu's mom. No, wait, we don't know that.
Okay, so
all right.
Episode 7, we see C-3PO.
Oh, comes in.
That was cool. A little cameo there.
Yeah, that was a cool way of like bringing Leia in.
Yeah.
Leia
to Star Wars is Brian O'Connor to Fast and Furious. They can never die because they're dead in real life. Mm-hmm. So they can't ever kill them in the saga. And so they're just constantly alluding to them so you remember that they're still in the story. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's like good. I'm a big Fast and Furious fan. So like every time a new movie or something comes out, people are like, you think Brian's going to be in it? You think Brian? I'm like, no, Paul Walker is dead. They're not going to bring him in. But anyways.
But so somehow they find a way to...
Like
he's still around.
Right, like you see his car driving. Right. Like, yeah. Where's Brian? Oh, well, he's watching the kids while his wife goes cross country to fight terrorists. Like, that's a good husband. It's a great husband.
Yeah, he's learned his lesson.
And okay, so Mon Mothma is in this episode. Mm-hmm. I realized earlier in the series or season that her hair alone has me so confused on the timeline. Okay.
Okay.
So Mon Mothma in the original trilogy, do you remember her hair? It's like real short cut.
Yeah.
She has bangs. It barely comes below her ears. Very short hair.
Uh-huh.
Very 70s, 80s hair.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Then later in Andor, we see Mon Mothma, which is before the original trilogy, like 5 years before.
Right.
Right? Is that what it is? Something like that.
Right.
A couple years before.
Before New Hope.
Mon Mothma, you see her, she's like got styled long, like not long hair, but like
longer
down to her neck hair. Longer than it was in the original trilogy.
Right.
Now we see her again. She's got the exact same hair that she had in Andor. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, there's Mon Mothma because the hair, you know, that looks like the one character that I know from Andor that just came out last year.
Right.
And then I'm like, wait a minute. No. Her hair is different in the original trilogy. This is different. I had the timeline all mixed up. So like, there's Mon Mothma. There's pre-trilogy Mon Mothma.
There's trilogy Mon Mothma.
Right. So, anyways.
And her hair is short there, but then it gets long. So, it's like long, short, long.
Women change their hair all the time. People change their hair all the time. Yeah. But, like, it's weird to me that they didn't do original trilogy Mon Mothma hair for this one. So that you realize that it's
after.
It's a different time than Andor.
But they're probably wondering. I bet they're thinking like Andor just came out. People will recognize her maybe more.
Right.
With that hair. But I see what you're saying.
It
would make more sense timeline wise to give her the. Yeah. Or some like combo or.
Yeah. I'm not sure. It's just like. Not seeing her enough in this series or season, and then as much as we saw her in Andor, it just seems like they go together.
Yeah,
from the Mon Mothma perspective, because she looks the same.
Yeah,
and I'm like, wait a minute, this is at least ten years apart.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I thought that was strange.
Good,
confusing observation to me.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? We get. A little bit of Anakin in this one while Ahsoka's training.
Yeah, the training video.
That was cool. Like more Clone Wars.
More Clone Wars.
Anakin.
Got the breastplate going on.
Yeah, it was so really good. It was really good. And it was like a very positive message from Anakin. And she's... One thing that bothered me, I watched this episode twice. One thing she said is, he left 20 or more of these messages for me. I'm like, if you've listened to them all this much, you know exactly how many. He left 26 of these messages. 20 or more? Come on. You know exactly how many it is. So in this episode 7, I thought we got to see some of Thrawn's strategic genius. So last episode or the one before, Morgan's like, why don't you just kill these people? And then he's like, I don't want to like use people. I don't have to. And he's like, well, why don't you chase these people? He's like, I'm not worried about them right now. And then so we finally see why he's not worried about any of that because he's not using people to do that, he's using people to load up the
ship,
Star Destroyer. He's almost done. And this entire time, he's let Ahsoka go find Ezra so that they all are wasting their time off somewhere else.
Him.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, it... I mean, maybe he could have just killed them and then just killed them and he wouldn't have to worry about it anyways.
Yeah.
But he is trying to get off the planet as quickly as possible.
Yeah. And he also knows, like... how good I mean imagine he knows like because he asks like who is her master finds that out he's like we don't want to mess with her like his men are clearly limited like they had a hard time clearly like I don't know with against who but they've had a hard time against the Noti to do some damage but like he's like, yeah, I'm not going to waste soldiers to go after them when they're not a threat to us here. Let's just keep loading up our ship and we'll get out of here, leave them stranded, and we're good.
Right. Yeah. And like, when he does get back, he's going to need soldiers. He can't go back just himself. Right. Like, he needs troopers. Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get more of Baylan. We don't know what he's doing. Like, so I was watching it. I watched it Saturday morning or something. And
you were late.
Yeah.
I was, like, texting you. Yeah. Like, did you watch it yet?
Yeah. <"No." laughs> And so I was watching it, and one of the kids was down here watching it with me for part of it, mm-hmm. and they saw him, and it was like that scene, like, after Ahsoka rides off on his, like, wolf thing, whatever that thing is, he just, like, stands there and, like, looks off into, like, the distance for a while, and, like, it's, like, feels like 15 or 20 seconds of him just standing there staring at nothing.
Yeah.
Whatever kid it was like, why is he so sad? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like, we don't know. Like, what is he thinking? Like, we want to know what he's thinking. Then when I watched it with Melody, she's like, what is he thinking? Like, just tell us, like, what is going
on? Totally intentional, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, so we're just wanting to know more and more about him.
Yeah. Which is like, okay. So that pretty much wraps up episode 7.
We get a good fight with Ahsoka and Ezra and Sabine.
And for a second, we thought Shin might move to the side for a second.
Come on.
Yeah.
She may still.
Yeah.
Maybe. She might still. We don't know. Yeah. Cool. What do you think? I thought it was funny that Ezra wouldn't take his lightsaber back.
Yeah.
And then was using the Force to
fight. That was good.
That was pretty cool.
It was a little.
I kind of did want to see him,
him
wield the lightsaber, but I get it.
Sabine needed it.
Right.
So Sabine, it was good she had it. Yeah. Yeah. Something you said about Shin previously, I forget if it was this episode or the last one, she likened herself to Ezra.
Yeah. And he said, you're not like her.
Right. Right. Because Baylan is saying that Ezra was a Jedi raised after the Jedi Order. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, that's me. And Baylan's like, well, no, you're something different. So maybe she's seeing Ezra and she's seeing Ahsoka and she's like, oh, there's more than just, she only knows Baylan.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what a Jedi is. Right. She doesn't know what, you know what I mean?
I don't even know what Baylan is.
Well, yeah. She doesn't know what Ahsoka is. So she's raised in a bubble.
I think she's coming. I think she'll come good. I think she'll join up with them.
Okay. Eventually. So since you're talking about what you think will happen, let's just go into predictions and then we can watch episode 8.
Okay. And we'll see if we're right.
I came up with 4 predictions.
Okay. You didn't tell me I had predictions. I can pull some out there.
Okay. Well, you have one. You think Shin's going to
go? I don't know if it'll be this episode or next season, but I think she will eventually join up somehow with Ahsoka.
I would like to see her go good. I think she's going to go full bad.
You think she's going full bad? Okay.
Yeah, I think she's going full bad.
This is great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're going to need somebody to be a bad Jedi, either in this last episode or next season. And Baylan's not going back with them.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be Shin.
Actors, he's passed away. So
Right. I'm saying
maybe they'll need.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I could understand that. I can see that.
And with her master, abandoning her. And I just feel like there's some Anakin vibes with, confusion.
Yeah.
You know? But...
Yeah.
And she was force choking already. So...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe...
Okay.
Maybe she could go good. Maybe she's like, oh, I've been missing out. I think that she will either be bad for a little while, and then, most people in this... Mm-hmm. In Star Wars, the bad people are good for 15 seconds, and then they're redeemed forever. So,
but isn't Thrawn the big bad now, though?
Yeah, so, but he still really needs some. That. I mean, I guess he's got Morgan. I just feel like you're gonna.
And what's his name? Enoch.
And Enoch.
The freaky stormtrooper guy.
But they need a bad lightsaber wielding person. And I think that's gonna be Shin.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see.
We see Baylan die or turn into something else.
Yeah.
Maybe he finds whatever this power is that he's seeking, but it's not anything that we think. It's something in the planet or of the planet. Something that you're saying that the sisters are running away from.
Yeah.
And he becomes something other than what he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't think they're going to let him
keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I think that the ship will get loaded up into the hyper ring, and either the last thing we see is it landing into the
where they came from.
Right, where they came from.
Which the Republic cruisers are still there.
Right. But yeah. I would love, like, I could see that being like a cool last scene, like Thrawn landing in.
Okay.
And like that's where it ends. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see a space battle there.
I'm predicting a space battle.
Yeah.
I think that would be a cool way to end it.
I think you have to.
But I think you could also end it with a cool space battle and like one lone little Republic ship like escapes.
Okay.
And like goes back.
Okay.
And like radios and be like, we're in big trouble.
Right.
Like
it's like an Infinity War ending.
Kind of.
Yeah. Where like the good guys lose, but not totally.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we're going to, do you think we'll see Ahsoka and them get back, or do you think?
I think we will. I think that the story will be too separated if you have people back at the other one and Thrawn back at this one. I think they will somehow they will get onto the ship.
Okay.
I think either I think that Hu Yang will be driving Ahsoka's ship and they will fire at it and it'll explode and they'll think the whole crew is dead, but actually Ahsoka and the rest of the crew are on the Chimera.
Okay.
So Thrawn thinks he killed them all. Hu Yang sacrifices himself. Because we need to lose a good person. At the end of the season, some good person has to die.
Maybe Ezra.
No, they wouldn't bring him back just to kill him. No. Some good person's gotta die.
We can't lose Hu Yang. We haven't seen him wield a lightsaber yet.
Digital lightsaber.
And we know he can do that. He's gotta.
So that's what I think.
Okay. I can be on board with that.
I did put here Thrawn schools some Republics in a space battle.
Yeah, for sure. That's got
to
happen.
But, yeah. I mean, should we take a break and then
see what happens.
See how wrong we are.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
After these messages.
R2? Where are you? R2? R2? Huh? R2, you're on fire! R2-D2, you found a cigarette. Well, I don't think smoking is grown up at all. Because it's very dangerous. Smoking does dreadful things to your lungs and is very bad for your heart. Well, I know I don't have one, but humans do, and I think we should set a good example. Well done, R2. Oh, hello. You know smoking is bad for your health, and it isn't grown up at all. So please, don't smoke. R2, do you really think I don't have a heart?
Okay, well, we just finished watching the last episode. We are minutes afterwards, so...
We're still processing.
Yes, that is the problem you stated with doing this immediately afterwards, is we don't attempt to...
Digest.
Yeah.
But we have to digest this so you can digest this.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. Overall,
we predicted everything exactly, pretty much. I don't think I got anything wrong.
Yeah. We definitely did not get anything wrong. We were pretty much all wrong.
There's so much stuff where I was like, why? Shin didn't make it back on the ship. So she's still on the planet.
She's leading the
nomads.
Nomad dudes.
For what? To
maybe
where?
That's what she feels like. It's her, like, well, I guess this is what I do now.
She, like, she doesn't know what else
kind
to
of
do.
Abandoned me. We don't know why.
Yeah. Like, where? What
so
is she
she's like
do
the
with
leader
them?
Of those guys now.
I guess there's more to the planet. I mean, I don't know if there's.
There's a whole planet.
So. Right. Yeah. And Baylan is doing nothing.
That was probably the most disappointing part of this for me.
He like climbed the
statue
of Gondor or whatever. What is that one from Lord of the Rings with the two?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever they are.
Yeah, we didn't get anything about him.
No. Yeah, that was...
I feel like they like really built it. Yeah, so that's a little disappointing. I was hoping we'd at least learn a little bit. And especially, I don't know what they're going to do now with him. Because Ray Stevenson is passed away.
Right. I honestly think that they will just never come back to that storyline.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. What would they do with it? That's so much effort to CG somebody who...
To deep fake it or maybe they filmed other things that they're going to piece.
Maybe. But the story obviously was going somewhere, and now it's kind of unfortunately stopped there. But
I was really curious. Like, that was probably one of my favorite... He was an interesting character, and I wanted to see what... Yeah, that was a little disappointing. Yeah, I guess I feel overall just a little bit underwhelmed. Like, I enjoyed it.
Had some great parts.
Great fight scenes.
Yeah.
Great seeing Ezra. Ezra builds his lightsaber
again. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Seeing him use it, like, awesome.
And we got to see Sabine the Force.
Knows how to use the Force now.
Yeah.
So I guess when she was under pressure, that's what it took.
Yeah.
So she knows how to do all the things.
And it's like one of those things that, like, it's like once you finally figure out how to ride a bike, you can just...
You just do it.
Yeah. You're just like, so now she like knows what it feels like. So then she can throw Ezra across space and across open space onto the ship. So that was good. I mean,
the fights, the lightsaber battles. We saw the magic. That was cool.
So, I wanted to look. Did Mother Talzin have a sword? I didn't look.
Yeah, because so they give her the blade of Talzin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need to look back. I don't know if she did or not.
And the Night Mothers, the Great Mothers, did leave. We weren't sure if they were going to leave or not.
Yeah, they left the throne.
And so it was like, I was a little bit right. One of the last scenes was the ship coming in back into the galaxy, but not to the Republic ships where we thought
Dathomir.
It would be. To Dathomir.
So I was... So we saw Dathomir. I'm wondering if we're going to get live action Dathomir, which would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Is anybody there?
A bunch of really freaky creatures and some undead night sisters.
Rancor. That's where they come from.
Yeah.
Dathomir.
Yeah. Some other ones too. It's not a cool place, Dathomir. It's not a fun place to be.
It's like the Australia.
It is pretty much
creepy.
It's like everything there can kill you.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm guessing we're going to see that next season in live action.
And
I think those are bodies for sure that they're bringing back.
That we were talking about if it was luggage or if it was
definitely bodies.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to like reincarnate them or whatever, undead them.
I feel like obviously we've seen them bring the stormtroopers back to life now, so they can do that.
Zombie stormtroopers.
And I don't know how helpful that is. I guess you just have like an army of undead.
I mean, there are such things as undead night sisters in canon.
Yeah.
From the Jedi games.
Okay.
But that would have been they would have been there like way before this. So I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do.
Yeah, Sabine and Ahsoka end up on Peridia as
stranded.
Well. Yeah, so they're like, "Well, we got Ezra home." Yeah, but you left yourselves there.
Yeah, although I did like that, like they didn't repeat the same mistake of like, because like if Sabine had left, like it would just be Ahsoka, and she'd probably be dead at this point, right?
Yeah,
well, I guess she could. Hugh Yang still would have been there, but
yeah.
So, yeah, I like that her and Sabine are sticking to their word. They're sticking together.
Yeah, and we got to see the uniting of Hera and Ezra.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Did you know it was Ezra?
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on it until took his helmet off. Yeah, I was like, duh. that makes sense. Well,
but you said, when he started dragging the body away, you said he's going to pull a Luke. You did say that.
Yeah, but we didn't actually see it. So I think I was just processing everything else. I didn't connect it in my head that's what he had done.
with how often they track ships coming to and from that ship, I'm surprised that they didn't say something about a random ship leaving.
Yeah, like in the Chimera? Like, how did he get
off of that? How did Ezra get away?
Convenient.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have to explain that.
Yeah. Let's see, what else was big? I mean, the fight between Ahsoka and Morgan was good.
Morgan was good.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. Although Ahsoka's lightsaber got cut in half.
Like, yeah, she's got one now.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Maybe she's going to keep the Blade of Talzin.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Or maybe, I don't know if she kept it or not. Cool that finishing move using that one against her. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or is she going to rebuild? Maybe she rebuilds her old ones. That would be sick.
She has her ship, right? Yeah, she has her ship.
Putin's got all the supplies.
Yeah, they got all the tools to make a new one.
Oh, that was cool, watching him rebuild a lightsaber.
Yeah.
I love that. Was cool to see in live action. I really like that.
What else was good in this episode? Thrawn did not show his tactical genius at all. So we didn't quite get to, like, why he is to be feared, like, or made to believe he is. I feel like I didn't feel like there was anything that was, like,
amazing,
overwhelming about him.
I thought we were going to get it when they came out of hyperspace.
Right.
But then it was Dathomir, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they're saving that for next season, I suppose.
Do you think next season Ahsoka will be back? Like, they'll be able to figure out a way back? Are they going to wait for the whales, or how's that going to work?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you were saying before you thought it would be too strange to have it separated like that.
Yeah, I don't know how the Thrawn story is going to continue. Like, the show is Ahsoka, right? Yeah. Why are we going to watch what Thrawn does with the Republic and Ahsoka stranded out here? Like, it should be Ahsoka's story. So I don't like that they've separated it.
I mean, and the only thing I can think of is, like, okay, so, like, Baylan's still there and Shin are still there. So are they going to, but then we were talking, like, they might not, we don't know what they're going to do with Baylan's story. So,
right.
Yeah. I feel a little confused as to how this is going to move forward.
Yeah.
A little bit, I don't know, if I'm honest, like, we were saying we really loved the first, like, the last three episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best Star Wars, probably, live-action Star Wars. And I like this one. I didn't dislike it. I was just a little underwhelmed, a little bit.
I would say that I liked 95% of it. I would say it's just how it ended.
Yeah.
That I wasn't, I was like, oh, why, you know?
Yeah, like, I can't quite tell what's going to happen, how they're going to take it from here.
Right. And
how they want it to be. I don't know.
Yeah. It's one of the reasons why I don't like shows as much as movies. Because it's like, oh, well, so yep, it's not over. It's like, it's never over.
Right.
So I just get a little tired of that after a while. And this is just more of that.
And we're going to have to wait till at least a year, right?
Oh, yeah.
At least.
We'll probably do Mandalorian at this time next year, and then they'll do Ahsoka season 2 at the next year, like the following year.
You have to wait so long.
Like, yeah, I don't know, but
the Acolytes, like, there's the Acolytes coming somewhere.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which I'm actually interested in that one. That looks interesting.
Oh, yeah. That's like High Republic.
I'm just like, oh, man. Like,
yeah. I think that, like, I enjoyed so much of it. Like, the long fight with Ezra, Sabine, and Ahsoka.
It was great.
Like,
tag team.
The scene where she's on, like, the wolf thing, and she's, like, weaving back and forth.
Through
and
the turbo lasers.
Like, oh, I thought that was so great. Cool. That was great. And then they get inside, and they're just, like, and then they're brought back to life, and they're like, oh, shoot. And, like, all that I loved.
Yeah, it
it's
was
just,
great.
Like, how, like, the places that the people ended in, I was just like, I don't like that.
Yeah. I think I was most disappointed with Bale and stuff. Like,
okay,
we didn't see him at all, and then we just see him out there. He doesn't even say anything, does
no,
he?
No.
And, like, we're like, his clothing changed a little bit. He had a cloak on.
Right. It was like, his like cape was different colored.
And I'm just like, man. Yeah. I just don't know how they're gonna do that.
Yeah.
So that was just it's confusing. But yeah, I liked it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was good. Just confused about what the next steps are here.
And again, this is our immediate reaction. We haven't had time to sit with it at all.
We'll watch the reaction videos and the recaps and stuff.
I'll need to watch the episode again.
That'll help it out.
But yeah, I was slightly disappointed with the ending. Overall, I liked the whole episode.
Yep.
Same. Thrawn did get back. Ezra's home. So that's good. Like, I feel like they really focus on Ezra's home now. But I'm like, okay, but
this is Ahsoka.
Lots of people aren't. Yeah. four people and a droid ended up in the wrong galaxy. You know what I mean? So yeah, that was just I'm just confused. But
yeah.
It's Dave. And Dave we trust.
The holy book of Dave.
So
where, I'm curious, where would you rank this first season or this show among other live action Disney Star Wars shows? I think I know where I put it.
Feel like, so it's better than Book of Boba.
Yeah.
It's better than the majority of Kenobi.
Except for like the last two episodes.
Yeah, except for like 30 minutes of the last two episodes.
Yeah, the fight with pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. See, Mandalorian was hard because
That
one was so out of the blue good, I felt like.
First two seasons.
Yeah.
And I didn't dislike the third season. I just thought it wasn't quite as up there.
Yeah. Well, the third season was like, The Mandalorian wasn't about The Mandalorian. It was about Bo-Katan.
Right.
So.
Right.
But yes, it was, I liked it probably better than the third season. It's I don't know. Like, I love Ahsoka. So.
Right.
I liked the last four episodes of Ahsoka better than the first. Mm-hmm. The character. I liked the character.
Right.
Once she became
white
Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Oh. Ahsoka the White.
There you go. Say it differently. I would probably.
Go ahead.
Would you put Andor first?
Oh, no. Andor. Andor is after Ahsoka, like below Ahsoka.
Okay. So you would put it, this is your favorite so far.
It's Mando. I couldn't pick one.
I think I'd still put Andor first. Just because it was new and I thought it was really, really well done.
Yeah.
But I'd definitely put this, I think it's up there. It's top three for sure. And then I put Kenobi below that. Mandalorian is up there too. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. But it's definitely not like Book of Boba, which, again, we didn't totally hate, but just wasn't, continuity-wise with the story, wasn't the best.
Yeah, it didn't do a lot for me.
Didn't do a whole lot.
So I forgot, Andor was really good.
Andor was super good.
It was a very like Rogue One type story where it doesn't rely on the Force.
I think that's also what I liked about it. It was just really well done. Acting was great.
The thing that took me out of Andor was that guy, that one guy. It was just like, why are we still focusing on this guy? Like,
which guy?
The guy that starts off as like a deputy of some sort, and then he becomes obsessed with Andor.
Well, I think we're going to see more about him next season, probably.
Yeah, but I guess.
Like, where are we with him?
That whole thing, I'm like, oh my goodness.
But then you get the prison stuff.
Oh, yeah. Everything with Andy Serkis was good. Oh,
so good.
But he couldn't swim.
Yeah.
Couldn't swim.
So sad.
Yeah.
Grown men crying.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's up there. I enjoyed it.
If you have two things and one has lightsabers and one doesn't, I pick the lightsaber.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. And yeah, we are big Ahsoka fans.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I enjoyed it. Like we said, very curious to see where they go.
Yeah. Was there anything else that we missed about it? Any other big reveals? Well, we got Ghost Force Anakin.
Oh, at the end. It was nice to see him again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hope that will continue. I hope like he kind of keeps showing up and guiding her a little bit.
So, was it you that asked the question? No. That was on the Return of the Jedi episode I did with Matt. He said, can non-Force users see Force ghosts? And we said, well, we don't know, because at the end of Return of the Jedi,
Luke's
looking out and at like the lineup of Force ghosts. Mm-hmm. And then Leia comes up and is like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
And, you know, so she obviously can't see them, right, even though she is force sensitive.
Yeah.
So then we decided that they can just appear to whoever they want to appear to.
That makes sense.
So Anakin is appearing to Ahsoka at the end.
But you think that's what Sabine sensed in that last?
I think so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sabine could feel it, and then
something's there.
Ahsoka was like, oh. Yeah. Saw, dude. Saw, dude.
Annie! Misa's so happy to see you!
Oh, my. Maybe Force Ghost Jar Jar. We'll see. I hope we see Hayden Christensen again.
Oh, yeah. I love seeing him back.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
As long as they can keep de-aging him, you know, he can play it forever.
Yeah. Well, I feel like now that he's a Force Ghost, he doesn't have to be de-aged anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true.
I mean, they could just whatever age they want anymore. Yeah. So. Like, do they have to keep giving him the long hair? It's like, it's not Anakin without the long hair.
Can Force Ghosts, like, change their hair?
It's like, it's not Mon Mothma without the short hair.
I got it cut. Yeah.
They have to, like, bring it up.
I brought back the Padawan braid.
They're like, Anakin? Yeah, it's me. I just got a haircut. Okay, guys?
Don't you see? I went back to my roots. I got the braid again. I got the Padawan braid.
I got the buzz cut braid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Padme's here. I'm just, like, ironing her up really creepily.
I'm sorry, my lady. Hello, my lady.
My lady.
All right. Thanks, Mike, for being here.
Yeah, it was good.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And I guess we'll see it in 2 years.
Bye.
Bye.